Julio, pues la noticia está como uno de los temas que más se ha tratado en este foro de la OCDE en la capital del Atlántico, y es la economía social. Pues para hablar precisamente de esto nos acompaña Amal Chevreau. Ella es la jefe de la Unidad de Economía Social e Innovación Social del Centro para el Emprendimiento de la OCDE. La doctora Chevreau trató temas de formalización, por lo que además de saludarla, Ana, me gustaría que nos hablara del análisis que se está realizando en Colombia sobre las economías populares y cuáles son los inconvenientes que ha evidenciado en el proceso de transición a la formalidad laboral.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, we wanted to begin by asking you about the challenges that Colombia has faced trying to transform a bit the economy from people that work irregularly to formalizing their employment.
Thank you very much. Well, first of all, let me start by saying that Colombia is not the only country facing issues with informality. It's true that informality is very high compared to a lot of other countries within the OECD. It's true that this informality is mainly among women and young and youth. And it's true that there were a lot of efforts to reduce informality and have, I would say, a less punitive approach to informality through a number of policies. One of them being the social and solidarity economy, and now with this new concept about popular economy, which is to a way to recognize grassroots initiatives, community-led initiatives to formalize work or activity in a, I would say, a less aggressive manner, but still having to formalize so that people can have access to rights, such as social protection, right to pension, and also a right to a voice. So this leads me to speak about how social and solidarity economy here is organized in Colombia. I had the pleasure to work on, for instance, the contribution of cooperatives, which are extremely important here in Colombia. From what we've gathered about 3 years ago in a report where we looked into how Colombian cooperatives help formalize work and also economic activities, you have about 7 million Colombians at least who are a member of a cooperative. This is a major force. And cooperatives, as you know, can be different. You have producer cooperatives, you have consumer cooperatives, you have multi-stakeholder cooperatives, but you have also worker cooperatives. And this is a major force. This is one of the ways that Colombia has been trying to formalize work. And
yes,
why...
Let me translate that really quickly, please.
Yes,
sorry
sure.
to interrupt.
Please go ahead.
Nos dice que en Colombia, bueno, Colombia no es el único país que está enfrentando este problema de la informalidad. Nos dice que es verdad que hay una informalidad bastante alta en el país comparada con los otros países que hacen parte de la OCDE, y es cierto que la informalidad se presenta principalmente en mujeres, en personas jóvenes. Nos dice que hay mucho esfuerzo por hacer para reducir esta informalidad, como por ejemplo, digamos, castigar mucho menos la informalidad con otras políticas sociales. Nos habla de la economía solidaria, que es un concepto popular en la economía que puede ayudar con iniciativas para poder formalizar esas actividades de una manera menos agresiva. Nos dice que hay que proteger socialmente a estas personas, darle pensión, y eso solo se hace formalizando el empleo de esas personas para que tengan el acceso a ciertos derechos. Nos habla de esta economía solidaria y del esfuerzo que hacen las cooperativas. Nos dice que realizaron un reporte de hace 3 años más o menos, que miraron cómo esas cooperativas en el país son una fuerza bastante importante en Colombia, que están ayudando a los compatriotas. Nos dice que 7 millones de colombianos son miembros de cooperativas, y es una fuerza mayor, y es una forma o una de las maneras como Colombia puede ayudar a formalizar a las personas en estos empleos.
Ana, por favor, preguntémosle a nuestra invitada esto. En Colombia, 6 de cada 10 personas o trabajadores están en la informalidad. ¿Cómo lograr, cómo hacer que puedan acceder a condiciones dignas de empleo, formalizándolas, si pues difícilmente las contratan porque es caro hacerlo? Y aquí, por ejemplo, nuestra ley no es muy flexible ni permite trabajos por horas, ni como ocurre en otros países, por favor.
The number of informality in Colombia, as you have discussed, is quite high. But how could we convince, how could we really change this in Colombia when it is quite expensive for a company to, you know, to hire somebody or it's quite expensive to transfer that person from informality to formality. Colombia doesn't have, you know, like we see scenario in the U.S. where people can be paid by hour. That doesn't exist in Colombia. How can we really transfer informality to formality when we have those challenges in Colombia?
Yes, well, this is typically where you have perhaps the social and solidarity economy could help, because exactly for the reasons that you've mentioned, it's expensive, it's tough, it's not something that you can do overnight. And it's not because you, a country could, you know, have the dictate that people should declare work or declare activity that they can do it, because sometimes they don't have the means to do it. So the social and solidarity economy, and specifically some of the forms within social and solidarity economy, be it cooperatives, because these can have market activities, they can have economic activities, because some cooperatives don't, or a new emerging concept around social enterprises, they can do that. They can do exactly what you said. Why? Because the entry, for instance, in Colombia, three people can form a cooperative. There was a huge effort to make it very easy. But that doesn't mean that all cooperatives are playing it by the book. Being a cooperative doesn't mean that you obey the principles and values of cooperatives. You still have to comply with labor laws, you still have to comply with fiscal laws and so on. So, but on the other hand, these are entities where people who cannot create companies alone can come together and create companies. Because at the end of the day, cooperatives are companies, especially worker cooperatives ones. So there are lower entry barriers, meaning you don't need a lot of capital to start a cooperative compared to other type of enterprises. A cooperative has an obligation to train people. So that's one of the issues of also around informality, is that people do not have access to training. So training, lower entry barriers. You have a voice, you have a say on how you create your job, how your job should be managed. So you have a right to the governance of the cooperative. So I'm not saying that the cooperatives are the only way to do it, but it's perhaps in context like the Colombian one, and I have seen the same thing in a lot of Latin American countries and other countries beyond Latin America. It's one of the best ways to bring people to create collectively economic activities. So I'm not saying it's the only way, but it's one of the best ways, I should say. And why? Because you have a tradition of cooperativism here in Colombia that is very strong, very linked to a lot of community activities, to grassroots activities. And it's one of the greatest ways, for instance, also to include women who not only need to work, but perhaps through cooperatives they can reconcile both with, you know, family obligations, care obligations, plus access the labor market. And we have seen that also in a lot of countries. This is how cooperatives started, actually, around the world. They provided spaces where people can come together to decide how to organize, how to self-organize. So it is one of the ways. And again, these cooperatives have to be controlled, have to comply with laws. And I insist on that, because one of the issues we found when we did the study on cooperatives here in Colombia is that there was a specific type of them which circumvented labor laws and didn't declare people, for instance. Yeah, I think that there is no magic silver bullet to solve the issue of informality, but perhaps issues around skills, issues around training, issues around linking also the type of sectors that where informality is very high, because it's not across all sectors, and it's in specific sectors, and lowering of course, working also on issues around poverty and other types of issues.
Well, Ms. Amal, thank you so much for your time in W Radio. It's been a pleasure having you today in our show, and enjoy Barranquilla.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy, excited to be here. This has been fantastic so far. Thank you so much, and good luck to Colombia.
Bye bye. Bueno, nos dice que eso es típico de lo que ya nos contaba, que es la economía social solidaria, que es un claro ejemplo de cómo puede ayudar a regularizar esos empleos. Nos dice que un ejemplo bastante claro y fuerte en sociedades como la colombiana son las cooperativas, que son bastante fáciles o relativamente fáciles de crear en el país. Con solo 3 personas se puede crear una cooperativa. Es un esfuerzo importante que se ha hecho y una manera de hacer fácil de que esta informalidad pase a ser mucho más formal. Nos dice que no todas esas cooperativas están cumpliendo a la letra lo que se debe hacer o los principios que pues se necesitan, pero es muy importante que se cumplan las normas laborales y sociales para que estas personas puedan crear estas especies de compañías, porque cree que las cooperativas a la larga son eso, empresas, sin las tantas barreras que hay para crear empresa, porque se necesita mucho menos capital comparado para crear una empresa como tal. Y nos dice que también pues tiene la obligación de entrenar a las personas, lo cual es una ventaja, y la persona puede tener una voz como digamos por la creación de esta misma empresa. Entonces por eso rescata esta manera de crear esta informalidad o esta formalidad en los empleos en Colombia, las cooperativas, que están bastante ligado en la comunidad y arraigado en nuestros territorios.